And good morning, and welcome to Line Around Connecticut. I'm your host, Pete Cianciolo. You listen to WAPJ Torrington, 89.9 FM, and it's a Friday morning, 10 o'clock. And we've got a lot to talk about today. I've got a special guest for you. I played That Was Fire by the Ohio Players, and there's a reason for that. In a few minutes, we'll get to our guest, Tim Moran, a 25-year veteran of the Winsted Fire Department, who they're celebrating their 150th year of service to the town of Winsted. With their big carnival this weekend, there's going to be fireworks and everything else. Tim will talk about it. I wanted to mention for Lions also this weekend. So if you want to do two things, you can if you're in the Wolcott area, you can stop by the Wolcott Fair and join the Wolcott Lions and their celebration of Lionism and having fun in their community with their fair, and then be back to Winsted in time for the fireworks tonight and tomorrow night. Also, I believe there's two nights of fireworks this weekend for the big celebrations, so that will be fun. And next week, the Terryville Fair, next weekend, will be at the Terryville Fairgrounds with the Terryville Lions Club, and Steve Daigle will be my guest. Also, the results of the Winsted Lions Club Home Run Derby we had this past Saturday, August 11th. Our overall winner was Justin Mohart. He had a total of 44 home runs in three rounds of 10 outs. So he won his age group division, which was 17 to 39 year old division, with 20 home runs, and then he put out another 24 in the final round with everybody else participating in the overall, which consisted of all the winners of all the other divisions. So it was a could have been a better turnout. I mean, the weathermen have a way of affecting things, so you got to learn not to pay attention to them half the time and just go and go have fun and do what you're going to do. But otherwise, we raised some money for the club, and I want to thank all the sponsors for the program that came out to help defray the cost. It was great, and we just had a good time. And Momo Hart was out there. He played for the Cubs in 61 and 62, and Justin's grandfather, and he pitched everybody, and we all had a good time. And hope for everyone to come out next year, because we are going to do it a third year. This is something that we started last year, and we intend on to keeping it going. There was never really been a home run derby in Winsted, and my son, who came up with the idea, he was on the show last week. You know, it was a good idea, and I know that a lot of kids get excited about it. Last year we had about 20 participants. This year, because of the weather, we had about 30 committed and only 7 showed up. But like I said, next year we just won't pay attention to the weather, and everybody will be there, and we'll have a good time. So let's get right to it. I'd like to introduce to you Mr. Tim Moran from the Winsted Fire Department. He's a 25-year veteran at a fire department and also this year's parade marshal. Tim, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Pete. Good to be here.
Great. Tim, 25-year veteran. What engine company are you a member of?
I'm a member of Engine Company 1. We're located on Prospect Street at the west end of town.
That's right. There's three firehouses in Winsted, isn't there? There's Prospect Street, Halibut Avenue, and Center Firehouse, correct?
Correct. You named them all. Obviously, the Center Firehouse has been there the longest. I'm not quite sure when that was built, but it was either in the late 1800s or early 1900s. And it used to be, obviously, it was service with horse-drawn wagons at that time. And the engines are station number, station 2 and station 3 were built after the flood of 55. They found out after the flood that all the firehouses were basically on the same side of town, and when the flood came through, it made it impossible, or made it take longer to service the outlying areas of town. So the other two stations were built, the one on Prospect Street and the other one on Halibut Avenue.
Oh, so all the bridges must have been out after the flood, and they realized it took forever to get to one side of town to the other.
Correct. And yeah. The stations were basically on the main streets, too, so now they're off the main street a little bit. When the floods came out, it took out, you know, both firehouses at the other end of town.
And I noticed both are like elevated a little bit up on a hill too, which kind of
might have been more luck than anything else, but yes, it is.
Oh, it wasn't designed that way. I figure maybe because of the flood they decided to put it, like, you know, like the hospital. They have the hospitals up on the hill, and they wanted to, you know.
So. I'm sure that came into it a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so. So for 25 years, Tim, what is probably one of your most memorable moments on the fire department? There has to be a few, but if you can give us one at least.
That question caught me off guard.
I hadn't thought
about that. That's all right. We're probably talking, most people like to know about the big fires. Mm-hmm. About the biggest one I went to was when Tiffany and Pickett had a fire probably 15 years ago, maybe even a little bit longer. It was the biggest. It had more flames than anything I'd experienced before. It wasn't necessarily the most fun because we couldn't go in. It was more or less a surround and drown and just pumped water on this building all night long. What was unique about it, though, was Tiffany and Pickett, obviously, they built pallets and wood products and things like that. At the end, there were just mounds of nails and screws that had melted together. And I remember bringing home a clump of these things to my kids. They were young at the time. And they just thought it was the coolest thing. They could tell that it looked like nails, but they didn't know what it was for, how it got that way, and was it that hot, and things like that. I was relatively new in the fire department at that time, and it was just a really neat experience. We got to watch the old ladder truck up in the air, and a friend of mine, Jeff Corso, at the end of it, squirting water down. We had fire trucks everywhere that day, just pouring water and more water on it, and it took a long, long time to get that fire out. I didn't find it particularly dangerous at that point, but I was new and not very close to things at that time. But it was kind of unique. More recently, we've had a couple nice little fires. No such thing as a nice fire.
There you go.
But next to the senior center, or the senior housing on Chestnut Street a few years back, was a typical house fire. It was a hot summer day, and it was memorable for me in that we had all gone in, you know, air packs and all that, came back out, and I was resting up, and this fellow walked up to me. He was wearing shorts, and he said, "Are you Tim Moran?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I am." He said, "Well, you're my agent, and my house is on fire." Well, I work for an insurance agency here in town in Torrington. And they said, "Oh, this is your house. Well, listen, I'll talk to you about it a little later. We're kind of busy right now." So that's a couple interesting side notes.
Yeah, that would probably be memorable. I mean, yeah, how often do you actually get called out on the serious fires in town, which is maybe a couple a year. Some years more than others, and some years, fortunately, you don't have any. But and it's not just fires that you go out to. I know you go out to CO2 calls, and you go out to rescues and to searches and everything else. So,
well, I think the main reason most men and women join the volunteer service is we train for the fires. That's that, mm-hmm. that gets your blood boiling and is exciting. But yes, we do get called out for a lot of things. Be it heavy rainstorms and power outages to, you know, streets blocked because of snow or any number of things, the fire department's out there. It's not the glory work, but it does have to be done, from picking up oil spills and things like that. We've even rescued dogs and different things from the river and the lakes here and there, you know. And so it's a wide variety of things that we do. But once again, the fires are what you all look forward to. When the tones go off and it says it's possible structure fire, you will see a whole bunch of people racing all over town to hop on a fire truck and go out and see what they can do to help.
Yeah, and you guys train very hard. What is it like every Monday night? I noticed you guys are out at the firehouses, and you got drivers. You're training drivers and sometimes doing drills and stuff like that pretty much during the summertime. Is it all year round?
Well,
or?
It used to be... we used to practice on Monday nights, basically considered the summer, for daylight savings time. And then probably 10 years ago, maybe not even that long ago, there's enough stuff that we have to cover in order to certify every year to be a firefighter that it was necessary to we practice every Monday unless it's a holiday. And for many years, it was each individual company would set their own practice, and so long as you got the certain criteria that had to be done, you could do it whenever. Recently it was instituted that our practices are not governed, but we're practicing more as a whole department as opposed to individual companies. And we're meeting every Monday night, and a different company takes the lead, or a different captain or instructor takes the lead, and we get everybody involved so that, you know, 125 members are all trained the same. And no matter who you are, when you're a volunteer unit, you don't get the same people all the time. So no matter who you are, you find out they do things the same way.
So 125 members. Now, those are all active members or fully active members of the department, or some?
Well, it's hard to describe what you mean by fully active. Interior firefighters, exterior firefighters, and associates. There's different criteria to each one. Obviously, an interior firefighter is the guy that can go into a fire wearing the air packs and all the protective equipment. We found that some older members or even younger members had a lot to offer the department, but for health reasons or age, you know, couldn't partake of the full array of things that they had to do, and that's why it's been broken out a little bit now in later years.
Right, I understand. You have to be in a basically top physical condition. You have to pass a physical every year to do a firefighter one, which allows you to go into a burning building if need be. And once in a while, there is a need. You don't know if somebody's in there when you first respond to a call or not. That's got to be the scariest part of every call. Wait until you get an all clear from somebody, and there's nobody else in the building, and then you can go about the business of fighting the fire and getting it.
Well, I don't know if that's the scariest part. I think it's the most exciting part. Let's put it that way. But yeah, the fire service has changed. We don't have the number of fires we had in the past. Even when I first got in, I think we can thank the fire marshals present and past and building officials in town for, you know, bringing things up to code and moving things along a little bit. Sometimes I wish they hadn't done their job so well, but that's the nature of the beast, and it is a good thing for the community.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize, everybody does a lot of complaining, oh, we need a permit for this, we need a permit for that, and what do they need this for? And but a lot of times, yeah, without the prior information, if you're going in blind to a house and you don't know what's in there, you wouldn't if you didn't have the building official, because they're the ones recording all that information for you and requiring the blueprints to be filed on town hall, down at town hall. So if you can get a hold of them, if you need to go into a building, a bigger building, such as a factory or something like that, you can get in there and know what you're dealing with sometimes, because like some of the factories, if you don't know what you're dealing with, you don't know if you have poisonous chemicals in there, you don't know exactly what, you know, what you need, and some chemicals you don't need. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, water is not good for all fires, so am I wrong, or is that
I guess water is not good for all fires, but we do have copious amounts of water in our community.
Yes.
So we use it the most. Obviously fires have changed over the years. There's a lot more plastics in homes and business than there used to be, and so it's a different type of fire than there was in the old days. But once again, it's fun, it's exciting, and I don't know how I'm going to segue this into our carnival, but I think I'll try right now by telling your listeners that this is a big weekend for us. We are celebrating 150 years, and the carnival started Wednesday night. We had a bit of rain. There wasn't much in the way of crowd Wednesday. Last night it picked up quite a bit. And we're hoping for really good crowds tonight and tomorrow. We have our 150th parade tomorrow. It's stepping off at 5:30 in the afternoon. But for tonight, we do have fireworks tonight. There's a live band at the carnival tonight. Of course, there's all the rides. And it looks like it's going to be a really nice evening. The rain's supposed to come after midnight, I guess, so that shouldn't bother too many of our partygoers. So I think that's... we're just hoping to get the whole community involved and out there and having a good time.
Well, that'll be great. If we can get rain in after the carnival's closed tonight and tomorrow night and have dry weather for, I mean, that, because the carnival is one of the biggest fundraisers for the Winsted Fire Department. And that's why we were talking about some of the other stuff, what you do, because, you know, some people go, what are they asking money for? Because we get these things and they pay for the fireworks. And if you donate, it defrays the cost of the fire. Because otherwise, if you don't donate, the money's coming out of the budget anyway, and there's less money going to new equipment and stuff like that. And that's what this is all for about generally. I know you guys budget for like ear packs and turnout gear and stuff like that. So to help. You know, and not just with the carnival, from private donations from people of the town and local businesses and stuff like that. You can donate all year to the Winsted Fire Department. I mean, you just don't have to wait the one time a year at a carnival, but the carnival brings attention to that, and that's what the purpose of it is for. It's fun for the community. The kids love it. The adults love it. You got good food, games, and rides, and it's been going on since, what, maybe the 1970s, 60s, sometime?
Well, I tried to find that out before I got on the air with you today, and Deputy Chief Sardarana mentioned that they had carnivals back in the 1800s. Now, obviously, we don't know if they went on every year. I believe the carnival, as it's currently set up, the third weekend of August, started, I believe, in the 60s. With the carnival rides and things like that set away for the third weekend. I know for sure it's been going on from the 70s because we have pictures of it, but we have gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen who are third generation, so they grew up with the carnival in Winsted. So it's been a long time. We have the Matatuck Drum Band leads off our parades for us. And they've told me last year that they've been coming and doing this since the late 40s. So it's been at least that long that they've been having the parades. Now, the carnival probably comes along with it because it is our main fundraiser. There's six different companies in the fire department, and this is the way that we get some money to help each and individual company and the things that they need during the year. And so... Yeah, this is a biggie for us. We do have the raffles. with numerous prizes and gifts around here. Raffle tickets are still available. They're only $2 each.
Yeah, and I saw there's some really good prizes this year. $2,000 to top prizes, $2,000 to the travel agency, and then there was a $1,000 gift certificate, a couple $1,000 gift certificates to various things, right. And then a $500 to Walmart.
Mm-hmm. And, well, Richard's Jewelers, $1,000, and yes, you're right, dude. It's either $500 or $500 to Walmart. There was $1,000 at Stop and Shop.
Yep.
And I think there's $1,000 of gas cards. One gift is $1,000 worth of fuel. So, I mean, the prizes are pretty cool, actually. Yeah, something we can all use.
Yeah, for $2, I mean, what more do you want? Take a chance and you get get all that gas. That's wonderful. Also, like you said, the carnival also just doesn't happen overnight. I know I was a member. You mentioned about your engine company won, and all the companies march in the parade. How many companies are there in the Winsted Fire Department exactly? And isn't there something like 8 or 9 companies?
Well, no, there's not that many. I was going to rattle off and say there was 5, but there's 6. We've got engines 1, 2, 3, and 4. We have the tower, which used to be the ladder. So there's 5 companies. We have support services, which is a unique company. There's also the fire police. And now we have the, I believe they're called cadets, the junior unit. So there's actually 7, I suppose.
Yeah, I saw the cadets out there, the junior unit out there last night helping out a lot, like in the food tent and stuff like that, walking around, picking up garbage and being of great help. I noticed they were out there pretty strong last night, which was...
They were. They're getting a little bit bigger. They've been around for probably 10 years or so. It's actually a wing of the Boy Scouts. And we're finding that you can join at 14, and when you turn 18, you can just funnel right into the... right into the fire department, because you've already had a lot of the basic training, learning how to do it a little at a time. And with the blessing of the scouts, they can't do everything firefighters can do, obviously, because they're high school kids. But
right.
Once you're 18, you've had the basic training. You know how to fill air packs, put them back on people's, put them back together so they can be used. You know what the equipment is. And Engine 1, we just, an Explorer just graduated in May, and now he turned 18, and he joined us just last month. So it is funneling people in. In fact, our cadets and explorers are going to be available and marching in our parade Saturday, which is the last thing I'd like to make sure we get to talk about.
Yes, absolutely.
Is the parade is Saturday. A step-off is at 5:30 p.m. this year. It's usually 6, but we moved it up a half hour because there may be a few more units. We do have 64 separate units marching in the parade this year. There's going to be a lot of fire trucks and some really unique stuff. Litchfield County Antique, run by George Wichler, is coming, and they're bringing 7 or 8 hand-drawn apparatus from the old days, and these are neat pieces to see. We have a number of motorized antique vehicles coming, too, and there's people from... we got some New York companies coming in, we got some Massachusetts people coming, and I think it's a great time for the community to see what, we see our red trucks racing around town, but this is to see how other companies do it. In fact, the Army is sending us, or I guess it's the National Guard, the 104th Fighter Wing Fire Department's coming down. There should be some neat stuff. And it's a lot of work. It takes all year to run this thing and to put it together. There's a group that helps set up the carnival, and it is a year-long thing to get it going and to keep it going. And a lot of work behind the scenes that you don't see. All the people see are the 4 days at a carnival. Well, it's a whole week to set it up and take it down, but it's a whole year to put it together and arrange for the rides, the carnival, the food, making sure that we've reserved the park and got all your permits and did all that stuff properly. And then dealing with the hoops you have to go through for the state for the permits.
Yeah, absolutely. And even the week of the carnival just doesn't start on Wednesday night and it's over on Friday and you're done. I mean, you guys are up early Sunday morning I know being a member of the fire police, coming out on Sunday, early that Sunday morning after the carnival, and you know, sweeping the whole entire grounds, all the garbage that's left over that didn't make it into the garbage bins, and picking that up and making sure that ground is back in the same condition it was when before everybody was there.
Well, you mentioned the fire police. They do a lot that you don't see also. They obviously, we let the police direct traffic during the parade, but the fire police find places to park a couple hundred fire trucks, get them in and out, help deliver, you know, people and to other sides of town so things take off and start and go on at the same time, and keep things safe in the traffic around the carnival ground, because it does get pretty hectic and there's a lot of people and a lot of kids. So the fire police, they do a fine job, and they're getting bigger and bigger too as we they lost some members for a while, but now they're building up again and they're becoming an integral part. They also moved out of the center firehouse and they're stationed up at Station 1 now on Prospect Street with us. And it's just, I think it's a coming together, it's maturing, the whole fire department is changing, and as members, we don't always like what's going on, but overall, it's heading in a positive direction and getting, we're more in the community, I think you'll see more of us all the time, and we're trying, and we'd like to see all of you this weekend come out and give us a hand.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're in the Winston community and you're outside the Winston community and you just want something fun to do, it's a great fair. The food is always good. I love the fried dough myself. Matter of fact, that's what I had last night when I went down.
And they've added homemade French fries now. It's not the processed frozen stuff, and they're really quite tasty. And one thing I didn't mention is that Saturday, tomorrow, there is a children's matinee at noon. Reduced prices for the kids, and I think we're raffling off a couple bicycles, so if that'd be another opportunity to swing down. Obviously, there won't be any fireworks at noon, but it would be a good time for your family.
And it's a great day for the family. Bring the kids down, ride the rides. I believe it's at a discounted rate or something like that.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and it's before the parade, so then the parade ends at the carnival, so even if you get carried away and you go, oops, I got to go over to the parade, I forgot, and it started, you're not going to really miss anything because that's where it ends. So, and then they give out the trophies tomorrow night to all the different units for their...
And the fireworks are each night at 9:15. We have the big raffle for the prizes we mentioned earlier. I think that goes off about 9:30 or 10, and then we award the trophies to all the various companies for coming in. Like I said, we've got 64 coming that we know of so far, and it should be a good time for all.
Great, and yeah, it will be a good time for all. I know that. I always have a good time every year there, and I know my kids enjoy it every year and appreciate it. And if you appreciate the fire department like I do, I remember one time, like you were talking about non-fires, I had a pipe burst in my basement. I was at work in Litchfield. My wife called Frank frantically, and they called me off the job and said, you have to go to Winston, the fire department's at your house. I said, okay, so I go running down there, and everything was taken care of. By the time I got there, the basement was pumped, and you know, I saved my furnace, and it, you know, she didn't know how to go to the water main and turn it off, so, you know, I believe Joe Beadle was the chief at the time. He came running down there, shut the water main off, and you guys got the pumps out and got it out of there, and because if that didn't happen... I mean, it prevents fires, because if it got to anything electrical, that can start a fire. So it actually really, it's not really non-fire, but it's more fire prevention. It's the way I always looked at it.
Right.
So
we've been quite busy the last year. I mean, you think about it, we had the hurricane and all the snow roofs, yes, weight of snow and things like that on the roofs a year ago. So it's fun, it's unique, and I think it's. I just hope to see everybody this weekend, and we'll put on a good show for you.
Absolutely. So everybody coming out to the Winston Fire Department. Tim, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And
speaking of
thanking people, I'd like to thank all the WAPJ sponsors. The Torrington Savings Bank, offering banking services at 129 Main Street, 635 Main Street, 235 Dibble Street, and four other area locations. www.torringtonsavings.com. Tosi Brothers Tire, located at 143 East Main Street in Torrington, and on the web at tosibrothers.com, serving Litchfield County since 1924 with a selection of tires and offering tire service, including rotation. No appointment necessary, 860-496-2080. All About You Home Care Services in Torrington. We're your health resource at home. nurse-owned and operated, Medicare-certified, 866-229-2427, and on the web at aayct.com. T&M Building Company, builders of homes in Torrington and throughout the region, on the web at tnm.com. Charlotte Hungerford Hospital in Torrington at 540 Litchfield Street, on the web at charlottehungerford.org. The IB and Zena H. Temkin Foundation, Nutmeg Conservatory for the Arts, located at 58 Main Street in Torrington, a private nonprofit classical ballet school with training programs for talented and gifted students, on the web at nutmegconservatory.org. Dr. Avery Jenkins at the Center for Alternative Medicine, offering primary care, chiropractic, acupuncture, and nutrition treatment for all of Litchfield County, on the web at www.averyjenkins.com. Torrington Ford Lincoln, serving the Torrington area for over 25 years. They're located at 1355 East Main Street and on the web at torringtonford.com. Minutemen Press, located at 913 East Main Street here in Torrington, offering printing and design invitations, postcards, business forms, marketing materials, and more. 860-496-7525 or on the web at www.minutemen.com. Torrington.com. You're listening to Pete Santiello, Lion Around Connecticut. Next week's guest is Steve Daigle from the Terryville Lions Club with the Terryville Fair. And please come out to the Winston Fireman's Carnival this weekend. And now I'm going to take you over to WWUH Hartford.